Hello and welcome to the programme. You can visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. So, as always, a very busy programme ahead of us tonight. What else would I be saying? Are you okay there, Richard? You look nice and comfortable. You look like you're about to sleep. You're supposed to be sitting up in your chair, ready for the big programme ahead of us.
Am I slacking?
Well, I don't know if you're slacking or not. And Eddie Nilan is here, and Niall Hatch too. Now, Niall, you're a big fan of the Beatles, aren't you?
Indeed, absolutely. Yeah, great
fan. Yeah, what's your favourite Beatles song? Or do you have one?
Oh, it's very hard to predict. I remember, I do like the song Michelle, because I remember my dad used to play that in his guitar all the time himself. So I just remember him singing that. It was before my time. I wasn't alive at the time, but they certainly were groundbreaking from a musical point of view.
What about Here Comes the Sun? Do you like that one?
I do. George Harrison's masterpiece, I would say. I think it's really good. That or Something. They're both very, very good songs.
Would you say it's a song about the spring?
Yes, it could well be. I know that he wrote it in Eric Clapton's garden, of all places. He bunked off a meeting that he's supposed to have with the other Beatles, with the lawyers or something, and just was full of the joys of spring and wrote this pretty song.
Yeah, I'm reading here. It says, "Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles captures the hopeful essence of spring with gentle guitar melodies and uplifting lyrics. Written by George Harrison during a bleak period, apparently." It was a bleak period, I presume, for him and not just the Beatles. Maybe all of them, anyway. "The song was inspired by a day spent in Eric Clapton's garden. The lyrics describe a sense of relief and optimism as winter fades and brighter days arrive, reflecting the renewal that spring brings." Shall we have a little listen?
Let's do that.
Why not?
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say it's all right.
Why am I going on about this? Well, it's one for Aina, really. She's going to have apoplexy here now, because people are always saying to me that spring does not start in February, that it doesn't start until March the 17th. Aina.
Do you not listen to a word I say?
I do, yes.
I mean, every year at this time I say the first day of February is the first day of spring, because spring has to do with light. Hasn't got to do with temperature, because temperature has been always changing as the world is changing. But the light is always the same. The sun is always over the equator on the 22nd of March. And 6 weeks before that is the 1st of February. And it begins to stimulate the pineal gland in the birds' heads. And they react to this regardless of whether it's sub-zero or anything else. The birds are stimulated by the light, and the light doesn't change. On the 1st of February, it's always where this is. And so no matter what the temperature is, the longest day of the year is the 22nd of June.
Yes.
Would you not say that's Midsummer's Day?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, well, then go back 6 weeks before
that. Well, I know that. I'm just saying what people say to me, that it's March, that spring doesn't come until St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, but you shouldn't listen to Egypt.
I'm not. You have to listen to everybody, Ada.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay attention to them. I have to listen to you, God knows. But I mean, do I have
anyway,
to pay attention
I'm only
to you?
Just correcting the record. But anyway, I know it's spring because I was away in Lisbon recently and I came across a peacock in full display. You can have a listen and you can have a look at it there. We'll put it on the website. rte.ie/Mooney.